Okay, so Janet, will you start with your name and your title for me, please?
Absolutely. My name is Janet Kennedy Unitan, and I am the Director of Operations in Oregon for Life Knowing You.
Will you spell your last name for me, please? Unitan.
Absolutely. U-N-I-T-A-N.
All right, easy enough. Okay, so tell me, Reynolds School District is no longer going to be sending kids home if they have live lice. What do you think about this?
Right, so lots of public schools have the current policy of allowing kids to stay in school with nits, which are the eggs that the parasite lay, and they'll go ahead and send them home if there's live bugs. But now they're going to go ahead and pass something a little bit more stringent, saying it's okay to stay in school with live lice. So the theory behind this is that because head lice is not a serious disease in the sense that they do not give you a disease, they're not a vector for disease, that they want kids to stay in school because they're healthy kids otherwise, and they need to encourage kids to participate in normal activities and ride the bus home and all that good stuff so kids can stay in school.
So do you agree with the districts that have those policies?
I think that we work with both private schools, which can adopt a no-nit policy. And no-nit policy means that they're going to go ahead and send kids home when they have the eggs and or the parasite, the bugs. And that involves staff actually checking the kids actively. So they need to make sure that they're screening the kids appropriately so then they can send them home and provide the right information. So in other words, it takes a lot of resources to uphold such a policy. But public schools, you have to imagine, they don't have a large budget, as you know, with Oregon schools. Perhaps we don't have art. Perhaps we don't have music in those schools. The last thing they need is to spend resources on checking kids for head lice, which we know that the head lice is in the schools. They're not a vector for disease, so they're not promoting anything that's, not dangerous. So they're going to go ahead and align themselves with the Center for Disease Control, the National Association of School Nurses, and classically the American Academy of Pediatrics, and align themselves with saying, we're just going to let kids stay in school with live lice so they can participate in school activities. And that includes they can ride the bus home and all that good stuff. Families will be provided with information of what to do, but you can see how parents could be seemingly upset about this.
Oh yes, I've heard from a few. So what would you tell parents in this situation who are upset knowing that their kid is in school with the kid who has lice?
We actually deal with this every day in our removal clinic. So because we do educate families daily, they come in and they are pretty upset. And what we try to do is spin that to a positive to benefit them. They do need to clean up their community. It's now in their hands. They have to do the work. The school is not going to do that for them. So you have to talk about lice. That's the number one thing. You want to let the other parents know that you've had lice so you can talk about it. And remove the taboo that it is associated with currently, which is dirty or uncleanly. Head lice is indiscriminate, and if you don't talk about it, you'll actually increase the likelihood of you getting it. It is an infectious parasite. So the more we talk about it, the more we can decrease the cases. And let people know their resources. That's the main thing. I always tell parents to be positive about it. I know it's very stressful. It creates a lot of anxiety. But if they know what to do and how to prevent it by communicating, I think that's the big step forward.
So one concern I've heard, though, is that it's just going to keep going then. The lice is just going to keep living if the kid isn't sent home and taken out of school for a few days. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, and it will always, because it's an infectious parasite that, biologically speaking, has been around for a long, long time. So we are never going to eradicate this parasite. We can only subdue it and remove it from our communities by effectively communicating. But yes, it'll always spiral on to some other groups and other circles. That's the success of the parasite. It's pretty fascinating how well they can succeed and will continue to. There's just no way you can actually get rid of it on every single human in the world. It would be a daunting feat, if you will. And it's in every culture, it's in every part of the world, and we deal with it differently in different cultures.
So are you able to tell me which districts, which private schools you work with, or do you know of another school district that has implemented a policy like Reynolds?
Well, that's they're the first to adopt that as of 2013. It may be a trickle effect to the other districts such as Portland Public or Beaverton School District. They will take that on and vote on that on their own. So I would suspect since 2013 that new protocol has been reviewed and they're the first to implement it, I don't see why they wouldn't adopt it district-wide to other districts. Again, they have to vote on that. But they are going to use the data that they have collected from the National Association of School Nurses, MESD, and the American Academy of Pediatrics and go ahead and probably implement that policy so they can keep kids in school so they don't have to miss school, basically, because it's an issue that they don't really need to take on.
All right. Well, Janet, I really appreciate you talking to me about this. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I think it is very important to understand the emotion behind this. Parents are very upset, and I think it's a very interesting topic to cover. We don't want to dismiss the way parents feel, and I think sometimes that is the issue with this particular passing. We need to discuss this outwardly like you are doing so we can talk about this parasite more so we can understand it more and therefore prevent it. So we're happy that Lives Knowing You can contribute in any way to that.
All right, Janet, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lacey.
Bye.
Bye.